Yo, what's up? Happy Thursday, and we're back. Culture and Cannabis Podcast, episode number, I want to say it's 30.
Number 30.
30. And we got a good group of cats up here for the Dirty 30. Today, for the Culture and Cannabis Podcast, we have the Puff Tuff group here to come chat with us about what's going on. We got Joey, we got Joe, and we got Steve. All out here. And so, yeah, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks for going on the podcast. So listen, what the fuck's Puff Tuff? What's all this stuff? I mean, obviously I know what it is. I mean, I'd be up there Puff and Tuff, but tell the listeners what Puff Tuff is.
I mean, I think for the last like 10, 15 years, everybody kind of had a low key little, had to hide their cannabis use with their workouts. And, you know, now as we're getting a little bit more educated, we're realizing that to establish that mind and muscle connection in the gym, why not use cannabis over pre-workouts or other supplements where, you know, natural options, you know? So to me, I've always used cannabis before my workouts. Once I got into the cannabis industry, I was like, let's be a little bit more open about this. And, you know, this is what I do. I hit the dabs right before my cardio. I hit it between my cardio sessions. And before you know it, I just started tagging more people that work out and use cannabis. And before you know it, kind of caught on, like it's a movement, like let's kill the stigma of cannabis making you lazy.
So essentially the idea behind it was like, you know, people smoke weed before the workout, let's give people a platform to talk about that. And so what I've been doing a lot, I know he's been doing it, we've all been doing it, is we'll work out and we'll tag like at iPuffTuff and then put hashtag PuffTuff or whatever it may be on there, and just like show, you know, moral support to other people. Has that been catching on?
Yeah, that's all that it is. Like, I mean, really, if you smoke and you're working out and you go to the gym and you tag the iPuffTuff, I'm reposting that on everybody that tags it to show, look how many people participate in cannabis before the workouts. You know, like Puff Tuff is not about anybody. It's about just doing something active with cannabis involved, whether it's pre, post. You know, cannabis is a tool for working out and getting in touch with your body. So, you know, let's just spread that word, right?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely good. I definitely want to talk about first is about the events that you have coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. Dive into those. So what's going on this weekend?
So this Saturday at 10 o'clock, we're going to do a hike up at Red Rock. We're going to meet. I'm going to post the meeting area on the iPuffTuff Instagram, and we're going to meet up and we're going to do a hike up at Red Rock for 10 o'clock. Just bring the community together. If you're in the industry, if you're not in the industry and you smoke and you work out, you follow the page. Come, let's get together and let's spread this word. Let's like have fun, meet people, cross promote our brands and what we do in this industry. You know, let everybody get to know a little bit more about our companies, about who we are and what we do on our weekends. So Saturday we have the Puff Tuff hike, and then Sunday at Nuwu at 9:30 a.m. we have the stretch and sesh. So basically what it is, we're going to do a little yoga session, and then halfway through we're gonna go inside, go into the tasting room, and we're gonna do either a bong rip or a dab. If you're a Puff Tuff member, you get an extra dab on me.
Hey.
And then we go back out for the rest of the yoga session. And it's just more get together and get in touch with our body, like yoga, walking, running, walking your dog. Like, we're puffing tough. Mm-hmm. If you're smoking a joint while you're doing it, or you're smoking before you go to do it, like, come on, like, let's just let more people know that we're not just doing it and sitting on the couch.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah. And so I want to dive in and just get a little bit deeper on each event. So Saturday, you're doing the hike at Red Rock. Joe, I mean, as a expert hiker, that's what I would call you. I've been on these hikes with you, and I think I would call you an expert at hiking. You make me feel more confident when we hike. Tell us a little bit more, like what, you know, like what those trails are like, how that all kind of works.
Yeah, so a lot of the hikes that we do, they're pretty moderate, you know. So I want everyone to get a good workout in, and I want us to all have a good time, you know. We take several breaks to puff, and then we get tough and we go up the mountain, you know. And you know, a lot of the people surprised me. You know, I was worried they wouldn't make it up, but they killed it, and I was real proud of them.
Was that one of those people that you didn't think I was gonna
possibly
make it up?
Possibly.
You were a trooper, bro.
Always.
Real time.
Oh, yeah, dude, I don't give up.
Did you make it?
Oh, always, every time, bro.
Little props to Maddie Jans, too.
Yeah. Us big guys in the back pushing, you know, bringing it up from the rear. But yeah, it's been good. Joe, for anyone that does want to come out this weekend, what do you think is like some things to bring? Like, what's like the appropriate thing to wear?
Yeah, so I haven't really checked the weather too much, but obviously just, you know, bring something light to cover up with. You know, the trail shoes, nothing crazy. I like bringing water. I like bringing a little snack, and then definitely weed.
All essentials. Yes. All essentials. And yes. So that's Saturday. That's at 10 o'clock at Red Rock.
Yeah.
And you guys will be posting about details more about iPuff.
Usually we meet at John Cutter's, which is like the last bar before you hit Red Rock. It's on the west side of the 215. So
nice. And then Sunday, February 9th, there's a thing called the Stretch and Cess. Culture and Cannabis is also involved in that.
That's awesome.
So let's dive into a little bit of that. So you know, you go there. It's at New Woo.
Yeah. So this is our first one. Steph is going to be doing the yoga class. She's really great. She's super passionate about it, and we're excited to have this opportunity with New Woo to where we can integrate a session inside yoga, go back to it. To me, it's exciting. We're paving the way right now with exercises and cannabis. You know, I know in California they're starting up gyms that are doing that now too. So I feel like it's going to catch on with a lot of people. So let's run with it, guys. You know, let's just keep puffing tough, and maybe you never know what's going to come next.
Yeah. So for that event on Sunday, I mean, like, do you have to be like an expert, like yoga person?
No.
Can anyone
it's
come?
Not yoga. It's stretch.
Stretch.
So we're
just
not
stretching.
Yeah. And the whole thing with Puff and Tough is like, it's not for like a super athlete. It's for anybody that smokes cannabis and works out. Like, you don't have to be an athlete to come on these hikes. You don't have to be an athlete to come to these classes. We just want more people to understand that, like, coming together and motivating each other, working together as a unit, we're all going to achieve more. Okay. So, like, let's get together, sesh, and go work out.
Yeah. You know? And you don't even need a mat for the event either. That's what's so dope, too. The mats are included. Yeah. And then you have to get a ticket for that event. How much are those
tickets? The tickets are $35. If you come through Puff Tough, you get a free dab on me. I have a limited amount of cards, so hit me up on the Instagram so I can make sure I have those to everybody. I really want to get to keep people involved in this and thank them for, you know, reaching out to their, like, you know, all you guys being able to bring us on, letting us reach out to more people, grow this event. I mean, we're looking forward to your events, Cultures and Cannabis, and be able
to
post up there and help use that as a platform as well. So I think right now we're really evolving as a nice unit of young entrepreneurs in this industry.
That's dope.
So you get two dabs or one dab?
So you get one dab with the ticket, and then if you have Puff Tough, you get an extra dab.
Two dabs. Wow.
So you get two dabs with the iPuff Tough.
Yeah, right. I've had the dabs at New Woo.
Yeah,
and they're,
you like them?
It's a full on dab.
It's a good time.
You know,
you can hit that thing a few times.
Yeah.
There's enough in there for you to do.
Oh yeah.
Like,
you're for sure getting high off that dab.
Yes.
A bong rip.
What if I just... Oh, or a bong rip.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you prefer.
Yeah,
some people prefer flower. I noticed me a little bit more that dabs help when I'm using, like, any of... when I'm working out. I notice a dab is always better before or during, and then afterwards I usually like the CBD with the joint. That's normally my go-to.
That's what I was gonna say. I get deeper stretches when I smoke. I also could get a lot more dialed in on my workouts. I could concentrate. I enjoy that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, I'm a puff tougher. You know, I puff. I mean, it's like, you know, I get up really early, and I smoke weed and I go work out, and it's like my favorite time of the day, and you know, because. You know, working out, and I don't go to a gym. You know, I work out by myself. I usually, you know, in the garage. Sometimes I'll run around the block or go run up the hills or whatever. But it's just time for me to be by myself. You know what I mean? And then I get high, and then I engage into, like, you know, some exercise or get my heart rate up, and it becomes like meditative for me, right? And it's not like a medicated workout, right? Like you get deeper in thought. I think you could get deeper with muscle. You know. Mind connection, all that stuff. So it really has a lot of, it's a different workout, right?
When
you
smoke weed, just a muscle. You know, it's more than a muscle workout. You know, you're working at your brain because you're giving back to yourself first thing in the morning before you're giving to anyone else. You know, we all work in the cannabis industry. We're giving to a lot of people, accommodating to them. You know, we need to give to ourselves. so that we're able to give to other people and help. Like, we're in an industry to help people, right? So, I mean, right now we need to help ourselves first so we can help more people. So as long as we stay more aware of what we're putting into our body, what we're smoking, what we're eating, how we're training, our positive and negative vibes, you know? Like, cannabis helps me get rid of negative vibes. Like, you know, negative energy, I smoke, and I'm just like, whatever, I'm doing my thing, I'm happy. So I feel like a lot of times, like, people need to understand this is the key medicine to, like, wellness or the fountain of youth, staying stress-free, too, you know? Like, how many people look at, like, they're stressing out, like, yeah, you should smoke a joint.
Straight up. Speaking of smoking a joint, what are we smoking on right now?
Right now, we are smoking some Venom OG from Reyna.
Shouts out.
We're about to spark up a Goji OG from Virtue after this.
Oh, shit. Okay. Back to back.
We got a little Gorilla Glue. We got some Diamond Dust. And we also have Suma. We have Snowball 89, and then we have some Donkey Butter.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to go check out the Suma grow, and it's pretty impressive, honestly. It's pretty cool how they have it all set up. Derek, their master grower, is unbelievably knowledgeable, and they have a microbiologist on staff.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Which is, like, unique as fuck.
Yeah, keeping everybody in check.
Yeah. Over the last 2 years, when this management group came in, they came into an 86% fail rate. And now we have it down to 5%. So we don't have any too much failed products.
81% change.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't it? So, yeah. Like, you know, we're really, well, you know, we're partnering up with some good groups and, you know, helping provide better products to the industry.
Yeah. So let's dive into more about the whole, like, entrepreneurship, you know, with the working out and smoking weed, right? First of all, as entrepreneurs, we're all entrepreneurs, getting time to do anything throughout the day is fucking tough. So what, I mean, how do you guys feel, make it work in your guys' like busy schedules to work out?
Just get up earlier.
Yeah, I've had to get up earlier now, and it's been tough, but like you said, take care of yourself first, and you can give to everybody else and be the best person, you know, for everyone during the day. So
do you guys have any tips that you could give any to the listeners about, like, you know, some tips about, like, working out with cannabis, working out with a busy schedule? Obviously, one, wake up early for everybody else so that no one's contacting you or hitting you up.
So go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say rest is key. Yeah. And like Steve said before, a little CBD before bed, make sure you get some good rest, and then I'm able to wake up earlier than ever before. So that's been my key, just getting to bed earlier. So
what about you, Steve?
For me, I mean, I use it to really just, like, hone into whatever I'm trying to do, you know? Like, cannabis obviously can be abused, you know, you can use it too much or whatever, you know, but for me, I try to, like, use it to, like, hone into, like, doing graphics, or if I'm gonna go for a run, you know, I'm trying to get focused, or, you know, just basically it puts me in the zone, you know what I mean? And it does help with stress, for sure. You know, I got a busy schedule with family and everything like that, so it does definitely help with, you know, being stressed, and, you know, it just puts me in just a good overall vibe, you know.
Yeah, to be around. I feel that, dude. I feel like, you know, at the end of any long day, right, like you mentioned, right, you know, smoke a joint, you're stressed out, man, chill out, you know, and it allows you to, you know, really think through those thoughts that you're thinking, because when you go out throughout your day, you know, even today was one of those days for me, right, you go out throughout the day, and people, sometimes one of those days where people are just fucking constantly, you know, shooting shit at you, right, and you're trying to dodge it and duck and dive, and then sometimes you, and then you get hit by one of it, and then it just, you know, overloads, and so, you know, smoking helps you, like, calm down one, and then start focusing on, like, the task at hand. Do you feel like when you ever are smoking that the task at hand can be too difficult? Like, you feel like you're ever too high when you feel like...
I've never. Mm-hmm. I literally all day long smoke while I'm handling emails, inventories. As it gets more stressful, I have to smoke more. And I maintain, you know, me, what I need to do. I'm not thinking about other shit that's going on in my life. When I'm smoking and I'm working, I'm in my zone. So
you guys all agree?
Same with working out.
He's the champ at that. Yeah, that's not me. So if I got a big project, weed is my reward at the end of it. You know, I try to bang that out so I could smoke the weed at the end of the. You know, it's kind of my reward to myself. So, like you were saying before, all day you're trying to put out fires. It's nice at the end of the day when you can let your own.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is good.
I wish we should write that down. JC, what about you?
What?
You smoking weed throughout the whole day? I mean, I'm with you.
Smoke weed throughout the whole day, and you know, there's certain things, I guess, maybe that I could do better when I'm not all the way high, but I mean, I could get through it. It almost feels like more of a mental exercise when I'm high. You know what I mean? Sure. Just to do, but yeah, I'm smoking the weed all day, every day.
Smoking the weed all day.
Smoking the weed all day, every day.
Puffing tough every day.
Yeah, for me, you know, like I said, creativity wise, you know, it's huge, sure. Man. It's like I'm in the zone. I'm just like, you know, there, you know. So being able to stay there is important. But I've also realized, like, you know, when I am, you know, using cannabis or whatever, and there's a lot going on, it just makes it like way much more, like there's way too much going on. So yeah. I want to be in that zone where I can focus on one thing at a time, you know, and just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, definitely. Steve, so, you know, I definitely want to talk about, like, you know, Puff Tough going forward. You guys have done some really cool stuff within, like, the past week or so. I mean, that it's been a process, but, you know, getting the logo made, right? Yeah. And, you know, with any business or project, right, you want to have, you know, a symbol or a graphic or some type of branding that people can identify you by. And I know that you guys have been, you know, grinding on this.
Yeah, honestly, Steve killed it, man. Like, this, he's got a great way of interpreting what the person's looking for and making it, like, you know, like, I'm not really talented in that aspect of putting my thoughts onto something and translating it, but we're such good friends and we're able to be very open about what's going through my head, and he was able to somehow figure out in the craziness of what I was trying to tell him Puff Tough what was and what it meant and what I thought it would be, and he figured out the perfect logo. I mean, you know, you've been helping me a lot, and Joe, I mean, everybody coming together with ideas and thoughts, a vision of how we can evolve it. It's not about me. It's not about Puff Tough. It's about the community and the movement of what we're doing. It's nothing about me. So, like, I don't want it to be perceived about that. I want it to be like, this is a family of what we're doing. We're coming together to prove that cannabis is not making us lazy. That's the most important part to me. Is that people see the opportunities to them when they can get past that stigma of, oh my God, I'm going to just smoke and go to bed.
Yeah, and I wonder why. I mean, I want to come back to you, Steve, but I definitely want to. I want to talk on the subject of the stigma. Like, I wonder how that happened, right? Like, how did the stigma become, you know, lazy stoner? Yeah, propaganda,
for
right?
Sure.
Okay. Just because I know so many people that have been smoking weed for years, like, you know, 50 years, who are like these most active, very healthy, you know, vegan, granola type of people that, you know, who are like very successful in their business, their personal life, and in their physical activities. Do you think that stigma is going to change?
Now, if we keep doing what we're doing, yes. I mean, how can you say we're lazy when cannabis people are some of the most fit people around now?
I think the fastest guy on land and the fastest guy on water smokes cannabis, right? Did you post that?
Yeah, I did.
Who's the name?
Hussein.
Hussein Bolt and Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. So, I mean.
Shouts out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and I talked to a lot of athletes that use cannabis before jiu-jitsu, you know, before football games. Like, a lot of athletes, even pro athletes, say that, like, you know, it's part of them. It helps them get in their zone. It's like, I don't want to have to take some kind of pre-workout or chemicals to help get me in the zone when this works for everything. This is my upper, my downer, my stomach hurts. I got a headache. I smoke. I mean, any issue, I smoke, and I'm content. Like, I'm not searching for another relief of like another substance that's fucking me up more in my body. Excuse my language, but
you can fucking curse on this podcast. It doesn't matter.
You,
Everyone just starts cursing. Everyone just starts getting crazy.
That's actually, you know, obviously my initial experience with cannabis was recreational, but I had a ton of intestinal issues that no one could figure out, no doctors could figure out. Kept throwing pharmaceuticals at me. With all these different side effects, and then I was like, let me try some weed, and it totally relaxed my intestines, and I was having like flare-ups and everything, and it helped with all those side effects. So,
and I think that's just something that you say, JC. It's something that, like, you know, regardless if you're drinking it for medical, like not drinking it, smoking or using the product for medical purposes or recreational purposes, it's all medicine.
Yeah. 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 I mean, what
beneficial.
It is beneficial. It has its, you know, it's reason that you smoke it, but I mean the Puff Tough, I love it. I love it. Here, and here's the thing about the Puff Tough, because for the people who don't like to work out, mm-hmm. right, but they like to smoke weed. I mean, just imagine, right? Like, you know, you can smoke weed before you go to the gym, right? And it makes that much more fun.
Yeah, because you're thinking about it, it's like it's opposite. You know, most people think that.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I can remember you know, because I like to work out in the morning, and you could probably do this if you work out at night too, but mm-hmm. like, you know, when I would wake up, I would get excited to wake up because I would get to go smoke weed, you know, before the gym, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes it more tolerable just for that reason, right? But then it goes so much more deeper because you can really, you know, get meditative with your workouts and getting high.
You get super dialed in and on your form, everything. Mm-hmm. That's what I like.
Yeah. Yep, is it dangerous?
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger smokes weed before, you know, before his workouts. I mean, he posts it. He, you know, he says what, you know, cannabis has helped him with the mind to muscle connection. So it's like, if Arnold is doing it and he was such an icon in the fitness industry, well, you know, why shouldn't we?
I guess good that JC brings it up, the counterpart, right? Is it dangerous? Obviously, I feel like there's tons of people who smoke weed and work out every day and don't have a problem. There's definitely going to be the few, though, that get way too fucking high and don't know what they're doing, and they're drooling from the mouth and they're trying to work out with really heavy weights. So that could definitely be an issue. And then the other thing that potentially people, to play devil's advocate here, is like the idea of like putting smoke in your lungs before doing like a cardiovascular type of workout.
Me, a dab is like a vapor.
Yeah, I mean, I run, dude, so that's what I do. Yeah. Right before, you know, I'm trying to get – it's more about, like, you know, people say you get the runner's high, and I felt it, you know, like
– You're high while you get the runner's high?
Yeah, but it's a little different because it's, like, after, like, the two-mile mark, you know, it's, like, you just feel like you could just keep going, and there's no stopping you. You're just, like, in tune with your body, and you just can keep going, and I don't feel any sort of, like – you know, pressure on my lungs or, you know, anything like that when I'm running or like feeling like gas too early. You know, I feel like I can go farther, you know, and go past those pain receptors, you know, and then just get it done. Cause even if I'm tired, you know,
that's great. Yeah. So as far as like, you know, post recovery, right? Cause I feel like we've been talking a lot about like, you know, the cannabis, what helps you get there, what makes it tolerable, but like how can cannabis or CBD help with your post recovery every workout?
I mean, CBD, that's great for inflammation. I mean, honestly, everyone has it. We need to be proactive instead of reactive. You know, you don't want to wait till you need CBD. If you could just start taking it and being proactive with it, that's where our generation's at. We're realizing like why wait till we're old, and it's like we have to find significant other ways of helping us when we just stay proactive, take good products, and look where, you know, I think CBD is going to be a key component for people moving forward with arthritis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Definitely. You think CBD is going to become more like prevalent in like athletes?
Well, yeah, actually the. Right now, Trust CBD is a brand that we're submitting to the NFLPA to get approved so that athletes can take this and not have to worry about popping up on a drug test or the league holding that against them and missing football, getting fined. So this brand right here is 100% THC free for the athletes, so that government officials, so that they can rest that in mind, knowing that their THC is not going to show up in the system if that's something that they're worried about.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I feel like I just saw recently that, and I don't know how true this was, that the MLB minor leagues are not testing for marijuana anymore. I could be completely wrong on that, but I saw some type of headline on Facebook that said that. I don't know if you guys know about that.
No.
No one saw that? All right, cool.
I saw that.
Fall on deaf ears. No one read the article. Fair enough.
I didn't read it.
We're all busy. It makes sense. all busy. But yeah, no, I think that's really cool, right? I feel like the idea of like showing, cannabis as a medicine or a supplement, right, instead of a drug or anything of that nature. So I think it's really cool, all the shit that you three are doing. I think it's been super dope. What's to come for Puff Tough? Like, what is the future? What's the future look like? You know, is there going to be a gym? Is it going to be workout classes? Is it going to be consistent hiking and trek ancestors? What is it going to be?
Ideally, I mean, I would love to turn it into more of a brand of a statement. You know, people are going to want to maybe wear this to the gym, maybe a brand, and we could have some catchy cannabis fitness, you know, lines on there too. And I think maybe creating a brand, building more events, maybe having some workout classes. I used to be a personal trainer. I loved working out, but, you know, me teaching classes, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. But being a part of that and being able to bring people together and, you know, have a common denominator of cannabis in their life and be able to work out and realize, like, you know, they can be open about coming into class or into a workout high and, you know, knowing that, like, you know, this is something we all use and we're all comfortable with. I think it just sets a little bit more ease to people when they know, oh, look at all these people, they're doing it. Like, it's maybe it's not that stigma is not true, you know? So I'm really hoping that Puff Tough can kind of just turn more into awareness to people. And if it turns into something more, that's awesome. I mean, I want it to be something that's totally natural. So if everyone believes in it and they try it and they follow it, like, you know, tag it. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it helps you. And if it does, let's make more people aware. That's all I'm asking for. That's all I want to see. There's more people saying it's cool to smoke before your workouts, or to say you are and not hide it.
Yeah.
I mean, I did fitness shows. I competed on stage. I did men's physique, and I literally would smoke before, in the middle, and after my workouts. I'd be at the gym for 3-4 hours. So, like, come on, man. Like, that high is not going to last that long.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had to do intensive, like, hour and 15 minutes of cardio. Like, there's no way I'm starting that session unless I'm high. Like, I need to get numb. I need to get numb, and I need to go do my cardio. Like, and my body's going to do it. It's my head that is telling me, like, oh, get off. Just go home. Watch TV. Relax. It's not. If you smoke, you don't think about all that shit. You're just like, all right, go do what I got to do.
Yeah.
You're not trying to convince yourself not. I feel like half the battle with people is their head convincing them not to. So why don't you just get high and then go and just stop thinking about it so much?
Yep.
I feel it.
That's what I do. That's why I smoke it when I run.
Yeah.
Because I forget about my knees and my feet and shit. Yeah.
You forget that you're running? Yeah.
I forget how bad it hurts.
Yeah. Well, that's fucking dope, man.
Yeah, I like when we were, you know, everyone was keeping each other accountable and stuff like that. You're kind of like rooting everybody on. And that was fun for a while, too.
Yeah.
So that's something I like to see everybody doing.
Yeah, for a while there, it was like, I felt like it was almost like 2 to 3 weeks straight where everyone was like really like getting after it. And I remember, you know, being involved in that and, you know, how cool a process that was. And like people were, it was like, you know, almost like a game, right? It was who's going to Puff Tough first?
You see someone else working out and you're like, oh, man, I need to get my work in.
I gotta go run.
That's a fun aspect on that too.
So. And that's where I wanted to see more people coming together, because it's like, look, man, we're bettering ourselves and we're involving one of our favorite things. I mean, I feel like cannabis is one of the most passionate industries. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's some passionate, you know, industries out there, but cannabis is like, you really find so many people from so many different upbringings coming together and just seeing like, oh, wow, hi. Everyone's happy too. So, you know, it's like so much easier. I've worked in gyms. I worked in nightclubs. I worked in bars. And this is the happiest people I've ever been around.
I love going to stores and seeing all the variety of people going in there, and everybody's connection is weed. So,
yeah, it is a beautiful thing.
It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love this cannabis industry.
I love beautiful
all you,
plant.
And I love all you guys too.
You're okay.
All right. It's good weed.
But listen, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. You know, I really appreciate it. So, just before, quick plugs, Saturday. Puff Tough hike at Red Rock. Meet at John Cutter's at what time?
Let's do 9:45.
9:45.
Call it 10 o'clock. because it was
9:30 for the late people.
9:30 for the late people. 9:45 for the better people on time.
Yes.
They can find you at iPuffTuff.
iPuffTuff.
And that's on Instagram and Facebook. They can find Joe. Where are you at on Instagram?
Joe_Canna.
Joey, it's just Joey underscore
Joey
Nez, and then
Bushido Fire.
Bushido Fire. Check those guys out. Thank you guys so much for calling the podcast.
Thank you guys. Yeah, thank you guys for everything you've been doing. And congratulations to this beautiful new package that you guys have out.
Yes.
And all this, and killing it over at Acres with it, man. I'm super excited to see where you guys go with this, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate that. Speaking of this, JC, it's February, dog.
It is February.
What's today? The 6th? That means we're 18 days away from the first event of the season.
Paul Wall, baby.
Paul Wall.
Shit.
Yeah, Paul Wall's coming. Let me see those grills. February 22nd, place on 7th. It's going to be sick. We submitted the layout today, and listen, people, we're working with this studio in Vegas, this brand called Clearly Faded and Bam, and we're making one of the sickest interactive activations that you can have, I think, to date at one of our events.
It's going to be dope.
It's going to be super sick. I'm so excited about it. Tickets are on sale?
Pre-sale tickets are on sale.
How many of those are there?
I think there's like 50 left only.
50 left, dude. Get them because they're going quick.
$15.
But how else can they get tickets, JC?
You can buy a product at Acres or Cureleaf
or
Bloom up in Reno. Scan your QR code, fill out the form. You get either free tickets or discounted tickets, and I think there's still some really deep discounts.
I feel like a lot of people bought the bags and then didn't scan it.
I'm gonna call them out too. I think people are buying. A lot of people scanned them already, but people take advantage.
Scan before you smoke.
Yeah. Get the free tickets.
Yeah. Scan that bad boy. Get a heavy discount. Get a ticket. Paul Wall, February 22nd. Place on 7th. Downtown Las Vegas. That same night, Deontay Wilder and
Tyson Fury
is going to be fighting as well. We're actually doing a after party at Light Nightclub with Paul Wall, and there's a chance that either Tyson or Deontay, depending on who wins, might be there at Light Nightclub that night. So it's going to be sick.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be a wild Saturday night, February 22nd. Like you said, pick up some product, Culture and Cannabis. We got half ounces and ounces and the pre-rolls currently exclusively at Acres and Cureleaf here in Las Vegas and Bloom in Reno. And I think I just plugged the shit out of all the plugs I can do. I think I'm plugged out.
That's all that you need to know?
That's all I need to know. I'm Anthony Lee, a.k.a. Full-Time Tony.
JC Coates.
And this was Culture and Cannabis Podcast. We'll see you next Thursday. Thank you guys for listening. Peace.
Peace.